And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We all made it with an hour less of sleep. How was that for you? Yeah. And yet, we make it. So, it's the second week of our journey inward. How's it going for you? Did you have some good encounters with yourself this week? Did you remember? Yeah. And so, the inward journey just continues to call us forward as long as we're willing to keep remembering that we're on a journey. And the fun thing about a journey is we can know where we're going. That's important. But we also need to know where we're starting from. When we're routing our path, we have the starting place and we have the destination. That's the way Google Maps works. And it seems to be kind of universal to start where we are. Sometimes I really wish I was starting from somewhere else. You ever felt like that? I have. And it's just wishing. It's just wishing and hoping, and it doesn't really do me much good. So I start where I am, and I go from there. So today, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new opportunity to remember who and whose we are, to remember what it is that we're up to, and then to live that way. Sounds simple, right? And yet, life occurs, and we run up against challenges. There's detours, roadblocks. We encounter other people. And that's the beauty of it. So this week really is about that encountering of each other. How do we encounter each other? Last week we really talked about going within. When I know God, I know myself. When I know myself, I know God. And that's really a great place to be, and we can do it so just so beautifully on the interior of our being. The trick is how do we take it out into life? How do we take that awareness, that understanding, the depth of our perception, and apply it into our lives? How do we take that inspiration that we've received from beautiful music or a beautiful prayer or a beautiful moment in nature and take that into the expression of our life? Yeah, how do we? So the talk is how God works through us. And the key point is God works through us. It works through us. So I ask myself, how am I doing at being a willing and open portal through which Spirit pours itself? Are there any blocks within myself that I could take a look at? Are there any roadblocks on my path that I can see coming? And I can be prepared for it and meet it with love, meet it with respect, meet it with compassion, meet it with curiosity, meet it with acceptance. What am I willing to meet and encounter life with? Because if life is happening through me, it's got to get through me. And if there's roadblocks, they exist within me. I know, it seems like it's the same thing over and over and over again. And our question to ourselves continues to be, how am I doing at letting that be okay? How am I doing with remembering that there's only one thing going on? And it's life, and it's love, and it's creativity, and it's wisdom. And if it feels like it's the same thing over and over and over again, what in me can expand? How can I start looking at my life situations in a way that it's not repetitive? That I'm not seeing the same thing right there? That I'm not filling in the blanks of life? That I'm allowing life to reveal its magnificence to me? I don't think that the life that is God is stagnant. I don't think that it's the same old, same old. I don't think that it's just repeating itself. No, I think that the life of God is an ongoing evolution of a self-awareness and self-expression and self-creativity. And so, of course, it's renewing itself and knowing itself in a brand new way by means of me and by means of you and by means of us. The kids at our center in San Clemente had a beautiful little benediction that we did, and because I see some friends in the house, I know they'll help me with this. And so we would do a little call and response, and it works really well. And it's God is love, and then the response is I am love. Have you ever heard that before? Yeah. God is love. I am love. Here's more for you. God is love. I am love. God is the love I am. Do I want to know how God is working through me? I look at how God is the love I am. When I am experiencing and expressing love, I am experiencing and expressing God. That love that I feel from the depth of my being, that's spirit. That's God. That love that I share, that's the divine. When I know and I'm experiencing love, light, beauty, joy, peace, power, I am knowing and I'm experiencing and I'm expressing the divine. That's how God is working through me. Spoiler alert. So if I want to know how am I doing with God working through me, I can look to my experience of how is love expressing through me and how am I knowing it? And I'm going to get a pretty clear picture. How about peace? How's peace showing up in my life? Am I remembering to be peaceful on the freeway? Am I remembering to be peaceful when I'm talking to someone that in the past, the way they showed up and I showed up, the way we showed up together, was not peaceful? Can I invite in my awareness of the life that is God moving through me? God is peace, I am peace, God is the peace I am. And experience peace in that moment. Well, of course we can. Well, of course we can. But it requires us having an understanding of peace and of what peace feels like and what peace looks like and what peace is, right? And we all have ideas about peace. We all have ideas about love. We all have ideas about power. We all have ideas about creativity and wisdom and joy. And do we get to continuously expand our ideas of what that is? And you know, it doesn't just happen. We actually have to go out and notice it and inquire into it and do our part. Spirit can give to us all that we can receive. How much of the good can I have? All that I can embody, right? Unfortunately, or fortunately, it always comes back to how are we doing with it? What's our role in it? What's my part in it? And I want to remember, as I'm contemplating this, what are the questions that I'm asking myself? Am I asking myself the right question? Am I asking myself a question that's going to further it? So my question often is what do I need to know? What do I need to know? What do I need to know? And instead, I might ask myself, what needs to know itself through me? Just changes it up a little bit. Because I get in this whirlwind. What do I need to know? What do I need to know? What do I need to know? But there's already a knowing. There's already a knowing. can I open myself to what that is? So when I was 13 or so, something like that, I lived in Washington State, and my family had lived there, and I had grown up there, and it was time for us to move to California. And it had been quite an emotional time for our family. We had we were very happy in Washington, but things happened, and there were reasons that we needed to move, and health reasons and just happiness reasons for our family. And so my dad came down and moved to the valley, and he worked on finding a job and finding a place for us to live, and my mom and the 5 kids and the 2 dogs and the 10 cats we're all in Washington, and you know, he's down here doing his thing and doing, trying to know what's his to know and do all of those things. And my mom is up in Washington with us, and we're kids, you know, we're just like, what? A little bit oblivious. I find out that my older siblings were a little more tuned in than I was, but I was pretty oblivious. I really didn't know a lot of what was going on. I had no clue. I just knew that we were leaving. And so I was in 8th grade going into 9th grade. If you guys can remember those times, it's kind of an interesting time in life. We're really getting to know ourselves at that time in life. We're really starting to go question who I've been up until this point and all of the ways that people know me. And I really wasn't thrilled with it. I really wasn't thrilled with it. So one of my best memories of my childhood is in the station wagon, my mom's driving, the 5 kids, the dogs didn't come with us, and none of the cats came with us. So, but lots of stuff in the station wagon, and we're driving out of our hometown. And I really don't know how the rest of my siblings were. The way I like to tell the story is they were all really sad. I really don't know if that's true or not. But that's the way I like to tell the story because it makes it more interesting for me. And so, no, really seriously, they're all crying. They don't want to leave. And I'm overjoyed. I'm in the back seat, and I am thinking, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I cannot wait to get out of here because I'm starting over. I'm going to show up in the way that I want to show up. I'm going to be living the life that I want to live. Meet the new Patty. True story. But it took that moment of leaving where we were, going to the next place, and me taking a peek at, having an encounter with myself and saying, who do I want to be? Who do I want to be, and how is it that I'm going to show up? And really having a conscious awareness that I get to be whoever I want to be. I didn't have the other understanding at that time in my life that it was spirit moving through me, that I was surrendering to a greater idea of the power and the presence and the authority of God's love in me. I didn't have that awareness back then. But reflecting back on it, I can go, wow, here I was knowing there is a greater idea for my life, and I have something to say about it. I have something to say about it. We all do. There is always a greater idea for our life, and we have something to say about it. We either get to give it free and clear passage and invite it in and get to know it, or we get to say no to it. And we get to change our minds over and over and over again. But always, there's a brand new idea for our life that is wanting to be made known. So a few years ago, I read the book by Elizabeth Gilbert. Did y'all read Big Magic? This is a fabulous book. I highly recommend it. In Big Magic, Elizabeth Gilbert goes so far as to say that ideas are alive and that ideas are swirling around us all the time, swirling around us. They're just all over around us. And it's our receptivity that connects us with the idea. And if an idea is really ours, it will keep coming up and nudging us. It will keep coming up and saying, hey, hey, want to play? It will keep appearing to us. And we get to say, yes, I'm in. We get to say, no. We get to say, not yet. Because sometimes it is a not yet. We get to say, I need more information. But the ideas are always around us. Sometimes I have felt in my life like I just don't know what to do next. I don't know what's next for me. I don't know. And I just get in that place of worry and concern and, well, what am I supposed to be doing, God? Just tell me. And sure enough, if I'm quiet long enough, even years, to be willing to be quiet for a year until I know what it's mine to do. So a very beautiful visionary in our world is Bruce Sangwin. And when I heard him speak several years ago, he said, be still until the true word emerges. Be still until the true word makes itself known. So I also translate that to be still until the movement, the true movement, reveals itself. I can easily get caught up in lots of movement. It's easy for me to do. You know, doing and being busy and, you know, I'm busy over here and I'm busy over here and I'm busy over here. But am I attending to that true idea that wants to be made known by means of me? How God works through me is really dependent upon my willingness to allow God to work through me, to invite in that divine idea. So I want you to close your eyes for just a moment. Close your eyes and imagine the very best you that you can imagine. The very best you. This is who you are. This beautiful, creative, energetic being of light and love. That divine idea of you. So you can open your eyes. We talk about being a willing portal, are we? We talk about standing guard at the portal of our own mind, do we? Do we stand guard at the thoughts and the ideas and the beliefs that we're saying about ourselves? And do we hold them up to what we know to be true? And a really easy thing to remember is, if it's true of God, it can be true of me. If I can't call it true of God, I can't call it true of me. Because we're made in the image and likeness of the divine. God and I are one. There's only one thing going on. It's the creative intelligence of spirit making itself known by means of us. That is how God works through us. We are the willing portals through which spirit makes itself known. So we're the microcosm of the macrocosm. Good news, isn't it? The spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living gave a wonderful talk this past week during our virtual conference, and he spoke about how there's a lot of turmoil in the world. It seems like that's always the conversation, right? But just acknowledging it, and that there's differences, and that there's changes upon us. And then he suggested to us that we're listening that churches in general are the places where this is being worked out, that the microcosm of the macrocosm in the world is being experienced in churches. And I thought that was great and an interesting idea. But then I started thinking about how our center is, and we are the microcosm of the macrocosm. And so I think that there are people here in this very room and people that are part of our community that really are interested in seeing this community thrive. Yes? Are you? Well, I hope so. And in order for this community to thrive, the only thing that we need to do is thrive ourselves. Continue to love ourselves. Continue to pay attention to who we are and how we're interacting with each other. And our community will evidence that. It will. It's how we interact with each other. It's how we come together in the spirit of relationship, in the spirit of wholeness, in the spirit of wisdom. It's how we come together each Sunday at classes, in the parking lot. It's how we come together in life. That is what's going to be evidenced in our community. That's what's going to be evidenced in our relationships. It's what's going to be evidenced in our workplaces and in our world. So we start our inward journey by going within. We continue our journey by paying attention to how we're interacting with each other, how we're seeing each other, how we're experiencing each other, how we're loving each other, how we're allowing ourselves to be loved. And we experience Spirit working through us. So I am delighted to be part of this community. I am delighted to know that we are doing good work together. And I invite everyone to really appreciate your presence. Whether it's here, whether it's at your job, whether it's in your relationships, wherever you are a valuable, important. You are valuable and important and necessary. Okay. So, the call to action is to show up. God works through us. We can rest easy. It's got it. Open ourselves to the inspiration that we experience and then live it. Do I feel inspired? Let me express it. Do I feel ignited? Let me express it. Do I feel love? Let me express it. Do I feel joy? Let me express it. Do I feel creative? Let me express it. Do I feel powerful? Let me express it. Do I feel the presence of God? Let me live in that way. Okay. Feel it and pray it. All right, let's anchor this in prayer, recognizing and knowing that that one beautiful creative energy that is love, that is inspiring all life, continues to inspire each of us. It is effortless. It is absolutely perfect. It is the perfect unfolding of life. And that life that continues to unfold and reveal itself continues to do so with absolute perfection. And so I know that as I am recognizing and knowing and sensing and feeling and acknowledging the power and the presence and the authority of God right here, in that awareness of it, I unify with it. I recognize my oneness with it. I recognize that God and I are one. and all that I know to be true of God is expressing in me and through me and as me. And that divine idea, that beautiful, beautiful idea that I have of God is the same that is expressing in me and through me and as me. And as I know this truth for myself, I know it for all. I know it for every person. I know it for all life. That we are here on purpose and with purpose to give expression to the infinite. And that we have already said yes. We have already said yes. Use me. We've already said, yes, I am here to serve. And in that beautiful and sacred yes, the way is made clear. The road lays out before us. The next indicated step is evident. And so I know that each one of us willingly and gladly and joyfully engages